Oh, see, there is Cynthia is here anyway. We've got one in Hayden and one or two others up the back here. So Margaret has offered to come and bring us
some. About the offering.
You were told. Thank you.
Children, so I can't do it, so here we go. So I don't see, so I don't get out of it, do I? Right. Because actually, while I've got some things in here, we're talking about what are these things, Hayden? What are these things? We've got two of them. What are these? You know what they're called? Do you know what they're called? I do so. Are they your toes? No. Are you their hands? No. Are you their teeth? Are they your ears? They're not! Oh, well, I think Cynthia's got two ears. Perhaps yours aren't ears. Perhaps you call them something else. Okay. Well, two ears. What do we do with these things? They're funny shape, aren't they? Got little holes in them. That's right, too. You know that? They've got little holes in them. I wonder why they've got holes. Well, I've got something up here, first of all. What is it? Okay, what do you think it is?
A magnet.
It's a magnet. It's a little magnet. A magnet. Oh, a magnet. It looks like a little person, doesn't it? Well, yeah, you try and see. What's it do? Hang on to her head. Hang on to her head. That now. Move it. Ah, what's it do?
Yeah, a bell.
It's a bell. It doesn't look like a bell, but it is, isn't it? It's got a wee sound. Right, we're going to talk about listening. That's what we do with these things that we call ears and you call something else, okay? So this is what we're talking about, is something with ears. So, to do that, you've got to, what do our ears do? They don't actually talk, they listen. So you've got to listen, okay? So you have to come down here. Everyone else, sorry, we're going to have to sit up at the moment. We'll show you at the end and see whether these two have been listening hard. Okay, so you're going to come down beside me here? Okay. I first of all want someone, perhaps we'll get you something, to draw a big circle. Choose what colour, I don't care. A big circle. Not the whole thing, but a fairly big one.
Yeah.
Right, big circle. Okay. Big circle, everyone. Yep. Alright, good. You listened. Great. Now. That's a, do you know what shape that is? And what shape's that?
Triangle.
Oh, well done. Fantastic. Right. I'm going to put these shapes here. I want you to, well, do it turn around. So the first one is, Hayden, you can choose a big triangle. Right. I want you to put that, put some paste, some glue on it. And I want you to put it at one end, one side of the circle. Doesn't matter which side. Put it on the side of the circle. Okay? Okay. Put it on. You listen. Put it on. Right. Okay. Now, Cynthia, leave it there. You have to leave it there. Okay, Cynthia, I want you to find, you can actually draw another circle at the other side from the triangle. You have to join it up to the first circle opposite the triangle. Right, okay. I'm not saying anything, you just have to listen, everyone. Right, okay. Now, I want you, Hayden, to find a little triangle. Just a little one. Little tiny one. Good boy. I want you to put that on the side of the little triangle. That's right, you can do. That's okay. Right. Now, I want Cynthia to draw some lines going across one of the triangles. Doesn't that work? Well, the big triangle. Now I want another big triangle. Another big triangle on the opposite side of the little yellow triangle. Okay, pass it on. So the opposite side. So the little triangle's one side, and you want to put this one on the other triangle side. Maybe a little bit further the other side. Okay. Now, Cynthia, could you put some lines going on the green triangle from the circle out with some lines across. Cross on the green. Right. We've only got two more things to do. I want someone, who's going to do it? You can choose this time, who's going to do it? Someone to put a little black dot in the middle of the small green circle.
Black dot?
Well, not too little. Who's going to put a little black dot? Make it a reasonable size, sort of a one. Okay. And can Hayden then draw two lines? This is quite hard, you've got to really listen. Two lines going from off the big green circle, whatever that one. Well done. That's pretty good. Now, what have we made? Didn't quite go exactly right, but it's not too bad. We just went into a weird thing. Who can guess what we have made? A fish, and that's one thought.
Not right, but puzzle. Yeah, bird. It's supposed to be a bird. We've got a wee bit way though, but that's all right. It's nearly a wing. It was supposed to be the tail, but we kind of cheated that there and made it into the wing. So here we go. It wasn't too bad, was it? It was easy listening and working out what to do. It was a bit hard at times. You couldn't use it? Good, so you must have good ears, mustn't you?
Yeah.
Right, because that's the other part. We listen. We've got ears to listen, but sometimes we have things go in here, and sometimes we get it wrong, or we don't do it right. And that's exactly what we're doing and talking about in church today, in the Bible. And if you look and find, not the bookmark, well actually there's two readers, but the one we can look at, the one that we've heard a little bit about was the one with that kind of bookmark. So can you open the other bookmark? The other bookmark. And you'll find the reading there, and it tells us in there. And wait a minute, that is... All right, when you get old and the big bubble into your brain, it doesn't work like it should be. Mark 12, which is where the bookmark is. Can you find verse 28?
Thank you, Margaret. Yeah. Kids, I hope you get the right bag. Let's pray for our children. Father, we thank you that you have gifted us with children, that this teaches us about how we are to respond to you as your children too. And Father, we pray for these children today, that you would be with them, that you would bless them and open their minds to who you are as their Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.